Paul, are you more convinced now than even before of this ET presence in this shared technology?
Well, there's absolutely no doubt. Frankly, there was never any doubt in my mind, because I am I'm very cautious in these areas. I don't say anything unless I'm certain that it's correct. If I'm not certain, I would hedge. But when I went public, I was absolutely convinced that that they're real. I said so. I still know that that is true. But of course, now I know a lot more about it, and a lot more about the things that are being looked at in various parts of the world. I don't think the United States is the only place where back engineering is being done, but I think it is the one area in the world where the most progress has been made. And one of the things, I guess, the one of the things that interests me most is that global warming can only be fixed if we've got some really first-class fuels to replace fossil fuels. And I'm convinced that, some of the people that worked in the black operations, including Dr. Michael Wolff, said that, 10 years ago, that the U.S. Military, in conjunction with, working alongside with the extraterrestrials, had developed exotic fuels, both zero-point energy and cold fusion. Well, I think that is probably true, but certainly we don't know. And I doubt if the President of the United States knows, because the way these things operate, they only tell the politicians what they want them to know. And as long as they keep putting up the money, that's all they really want. And one of the most important reasons, well, there's so many important reasons why disclosure is essential. But one of the most important reasons is to find out about these exotic fuels and start installing them right away. It's too late for any more offshore drilling. It's too late for new works in the Alberta tar sands. We have to act now, not 10 or 20 or 30, 40 years from now. And if the technology exists, we should be told about it and start working on it now, immediately. And I know from what I've heard of the extraterrestrials from good authority that even if the technology is not commercial
applications,
application ready, that they would give it to us if we asked them. Because, as you know from other people you've had on the show, that one of the things they're most concerned about is how we're our stewardship of the planet. And They want us to keep the planet intact as an ecosystem that's not only good for us, but good for them to visit us as well. And so I know that we could do it, but the Congress, I think, is going to have to act. The Congress has really been derelict in handing over so much money to projects that it doesn't know anything about. Just taking somebody's word for the fact that it's a national security thing and that they're not entitled, just because they're the representatives of the people, that they're not entitled to know about it. And I think they're going to have to say, hey, no, that's not the way the system is supposed to work. This is supposed to be a democracy, and we're supposed to vote money for things that we think are in the public interest. And how can we tell whether it's in the public interest or not if we don't know what's going on? So I think the Congress is going to have to grasp the nettle and find out and set up some system that will really get the truth, starting, with things that everybody knows. When I say everybody, I mean those people who understand what's going on. Everybody knows, but then working their way up from there to the things that are so highly classified, and finding out just exactly what is there and the applications that they have for future benefit of mankind. And that I think is it's just absolutely a top priority as far as I'm concerned. Well, then the third thing, maybe we can discuss this later, of course, is the how to finance it, and that's where we have to change the banking system to make it possible to finance the whole changeover in 10 years.
Paul, if you were still in government in Canada, knowing what you know right now, and you had the perfect right to talk about disclosure. I mean, the Prime Minister said, you know, Paul, do what you want to do. Do what you think you have to do. How would you announce that to us? What would you say?
Well, I guess I would first probably take the diplomatic way and talk to my counterparts in the U.S. government and say, how much do you know? How much have you been told? And are they keeping secrets from you? And if so, if you're supposed to be in charge, why don't you exercise your authority? And then discuss with them privately and hope that they would then make a joint release or come clean and start something, which is really all that you want. But one of the things that is in my book, and this isn't from me, this, as you know, Jim Sparks, who you must have had on the show, I'm sure, more than once probably, has suggested that there has to be an amnesty for the people who have been involved, the shadow government, and especially the hardliners, the cabal, as I call them in my book, because they've broken just about every law in the book, and it would be hard to get them to come clean, which some of them, I'm told, want to do or are ready to do if under the correct circumstances. It would be hard for them to come clean and start talking about things that might wind them up in jail for a considerable length of time.
They're in too deep now, Paul, aren't they?
Yeah, and so I think the amnesty and George got this idea from the extraterrestrials themselves, at least Jim Sparks did, I should say, and allowed me to use it in my book. So I think that is an essential part of the whole thing, that Congress would have to repeal the law that has to be repealed or pass a new law that gave general amnesty to all the people who have been involved in these things over the years so that they can come forward and say what I'm sure a lot of them want to say, because quite a few of the retired people are now talking. We're getting more whistleblowers all the time, as you know.
Absolutely.
And the number of people who are coming forward is now so great that the researchers are having trouble coping with all of them.
You just mentioned the shadow government, Paul. Are you convinced that there are governments above governments, governments that we don't vote for, governments that are controlling presidents or prime ministers or leaders of other nations?
Well, there's no doubt about how the system works. And Nathan Lapham, the editor of Harper's Magazine, said there were two governments. There's the provisional government and the permanent government. And the permanent government are the Fortune 500 companies, the high-priced lawyers that do their legal work for them, and the high-priced public relations people, if you want to give them the most polite name, that do their public relations for them. And then the top civil servants, both the military and civil. And that they really run the country, and that every once in a while you have a charade called an election, and you elect people who are supposed to be in charge. But it's very difficult for them to fight against the entrenched power of the permanent government.